KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. The Desperados travel to Columbus, Ohio for the earliest Friday night football game in ticket history. Kay Scott is reunited with Rich Phillips this Friday afternoon. Pre-game at 5:45, kickoff at 6. It's Desperados, Destroyers on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Friday, we will be out in Lewisville at North Texas Yamaha, a place just like this one, pretty much. Kinda, anyway. They do Yamahas there. They do motorcycles. They do jet skis. They do dirt bikes. They do all that that implies there. And it's at Garden Ridge and I-35 in Lewisville. So come by and see us this Friday at North Texas Yamaha. All right, it is time now for us to revive a long-lost hardline segment. Spin or spare? Now, we haven't done this in a real long time.
Why did we ever quit doing it?
I don't know why you guys quit that. You quit it before I came on the show, or, and Danny, too.
I think we quit when Abby left.
Well, didn't Casey do it? Or was that before Abby?
I don't know.
You guys did it with Casey Harrison.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, I think Kat put the kibosh on it.
No, Kat would never do that.
I mean, it's a really good segment.
It is. Why'd we quit doing it? Why'd we quit doing Fact Spotter?
You'd get decent bands with new music out, and you'd, you know, play them before anybody else heard them, generally.
Right.
So, well, let's, maybe we'll revive it here. Starting today, we'll do it every day for the next 2 years.
How's your return? You guys hear okay out there?
Not bad.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Okay.
Better than normal.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with a band that was absolutely everywhere the last 2 years. And matter of fact, one of their hits was played so much that it drives me absolutely insane. Yeah. And you saw them at the Super Bowl. You saw them at the Grammys. You saw them everywhere. And here is their brand new single. Play Guess Who This Is.
God, this sucks. That survived.
Shot me, and I'm here helplessly in love, and nothing can't stop me. It can't stop me once I start it.
Man,
can't
return me once you bought it. This is just baby, awful. Don't got
it. So let's you don't like that?
No.
You know who it is?
Is that the Black Eyed Peas?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
All right. I was watching Cold Pizza.
Uh-huh.
This
Quit
morning.
Watching that. You watch that every morning now. It's your new view.
Yeah, I have been. I gotta say, I have been.
Why?
I don't
I'm
know.
Gay.
I don't know. I've kind of gotten hooked on it.
It's not that bad.
They got a decent girl on it now.
No more Kid Hoover?
No more Kid Hoover.
I like Kid Hoover.
They got Dana Jacobson.
I think she's kind of hot in a lesbian type way.
All right, so what happened there? They had the peas on?
Well, no, they had that Fergie on.
Okay.
Who, on TV and from a distance, looks real hot, but get up close and she is torn up.
Well, yeah, she was tore up today on TV.
Too. Was she?
Yes.
Early in the morning.
She was way tore up.
Remember when we saw her at the Super Bowl and she was like across the room and everybody there was like, wow, were you there that day?
Yeah, I went. He wasn't there. I went up and interviewed
her. And she came up close, and my God.
That was my big blessed sick day.
Yeah, it was. Save the job sick day.
Yes.
Well, that song, I guarantee it will be a hit.
I can't put it on me sick day.
That'll be a hit.
Just try and pin it on me, sick day.
Your one-sentence statement, sick day.
So thumbs down, Mike?
That was terrible.
Grego?
Oh, my gosh.
I like that better than let's get it started in here.
I just don't like that. The first time you heard let's get it started, though?
I
bet you thought that was kick-ass.
No, I never thought that was kick-ass.
I think they are highly overrated.
I agree. Terrible. But now they're like in the pop mainstream, and people will buy it just because it's them.
That was dance music more than hip-hop.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that first one is a hit because they had that one song, and then it's going to be like, Who Let the Dogs Out? seriously. I mean, they had that one song that they had their whole life to put together, and then all of a sudden they have one hit, and then the record company, they want another record out in 6 months. And so they rush everything, and it just sucks. It sounds like this.
All right, well, let's move on now to a band that a couple years ago came out with a record that sold umpteen million, gajillion copies. And I imagine this band's got a little staying power, and they got a lot of substance. And there's a lot of people that like this type of sappy, slow, mellow rock music. And here is their new single, which just got released yesterday.
Favorite of yours, or maybe it still is.
Of whose?
Of mine?
Corby's, yes.
I think I know who it is.
Who?
Go ahead, Greg.
Is it Coldplay?
Very good.
Hammer.
It is Coldplay. That's their new track.
Sounds just like their other song.
Hammer. Yeah, it does.
Kind of does.
How'd you get an advanced 8-track copy of that?
This is off their website.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not bad, though.
Here's the chorus. See if this does anything for you.
They've sold out.
What do you mean they've sold out? That's they've sold already sold millions and millions of records.
They've sold out even more.
How do you figure?
Because they sound like Air Supply.
I think it sounds like they're the first album they
came out. Which was good.
Yeah.
Maybe you got something there. Maybe that's why they're favorite of Corby's.
That's a big iPod.
They sound like Air Supply.
A snake.
It's true. It's my first concert ever, Air Supply.
Hora. Thumbs up, Mike. Thumbs down.
Down.
Grego?
I liked it.
Corby?
I liked it, too. Oh,
good.
Not bad?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was good.
They have completely turned their back on their baby-making retreat anthem style.
Yellow? That's a great... They'll never top Yellow. That's a phenomenal song.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Okay, now let's get to a guy who's... I don't understand this guy because...
What is he?
I don't know. I think I know now what the music machine has turned him into, but prior to this song... He had one song that sold more copies, I believe, than any song in the last 10 years. I think that single that he did with that other guy was As Big As You Get.
Mm-hmm.
He had a band that was kind of rocky, kind of poppy. But now this new song, which I believe he performed last night on Letterman, is just pop. Just Justin Timberlake-y.
NSYNC.
Yeah, NSYNC-y pop.
sucks too.
Yeah, you're right.
Just yeah, late. You're way ahead of the game.
Now it seems to me that you know just what to say.
Gotta be joking.
No, let it go. Let
just
it go.
Just listen.
Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby.
That's Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That sucks.
Who had that big hit with Santana. And
had all that great stuff that he did with Matchbox 20.
And now that, man.
Does
you know what, though?
Does that sound like Justin Timberlake or
Danny,
just any other pop crap?
I guarantee you that's going to be a number one hit, though.
Talk about a dude that's sold out.
No,
yeah,
that
that's
is selling
out.
Selling
yeah,
out. At least
is.
Coldplay still sounds like Coldplay. That doesn't sound anything like the stuff he's done before.
That'll be huge, though.
I know.
On the pop charts.
Kids will love that.
Yeah, they will. They'll eat that up. They will eat that up.
Thumbs up or down, Mike?
Down.
Hammer?
Down.
Snake?
I like that. Give it a thumbs
up. Shut
up. It's kind of catchy.
Snake?
Come on up.
All right, now let's go to the local flavor. What's
see, this is why we don't do it anymore, because
yeah,
nobody
takes
it seriously.
Okay, I don't like it then.
Cora.
I'm back to serious again. Let's listen to a local act.
There's always somebody trying to shtick it up, trying to be funny.
True.
Right.
This girl, is she on the charts? Is this song on the charts?
She's doing well locally, I know that much.
She is?
Yes.
Okay. I have not seen her yet, nor have I heard much of her work, but I do know this song is catching on, and...
We're catching on where?
I guess locally.
Or where is this being heard?
What's this song called, Justin?
Daddy's Song.
All right. I don't care if you come. No big deal. Okay, see you, bye. Daddy.
Oh, God.
I'm talking to ya, but you never listen, because you're all. Daddy, you just tooted around my friends. And Daddy, won't you please stop ignoring me? I'm in the dark. But you're watching Jurassic Park. But Daddy, you're a man, and I can't understand the things you do. Like wearing panties
and watching the view. Okay, I gotta start doing that. Embarrassing, Uncle. See you, bye. Daddy, I saw your band. I took my friends, and they thought I was a nursing home. Daddy, meet my boyfriend. He's totally cute, and he wants to be a pro kickboxer. Daddy said, you're grounded, dear, for sipping on a beer. What a joke. When half your blood is made of Crown and Coke. But someday you and I will share a glass of wine or a keg. Until you die from getting coach's leg. Until you die from getting coach's leg. I love you, Daddy. I totally love you. This song is for you, Daddy. I gotta go. Bye, Daddy.
Wow.
Wow. What a, that is a hit.
Thumbs up. I think it's unanimous.
To the top.
Mike?
To the top.
Grego?
Thumbs up.
Corby?
I love it.
Oh, boy.
All right, tomorrow, spin or spare again.
All right, coming up next, Fact Spotter.